It's Wednesday, the 3rd of June. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. A South African court has ruled that lockdown regulations implemented by the government are invalid. This was announced late on Monday by Pumla Williams, a spokeswoman for the cabinet, who said that the court suspended its declaration of invalidity for 14 days, which means alert level 3 regulations remain in place for now. This development comes amid a growing backlash against South Africa's COVID-19 containment measures, which are among the strictest in the world. Official modelling of South Africa's projected mortalities from COVID-19, which started at 375,000, last week dropped to 40,000. But even that is a huge exaggeration, says Nick Hudson, coordinator of the group of actuaries who collaborate under the Panda umbrella. In a fascinating interview with BizNews editor-in-chief Alec Hogg, Hudson explains why the official modellers have a lot to answer for and calls on them to become transparent and share their assumptions, which he says are way off beam. For more on that, do listen to Inside COVID-19, the BizNews podcast with all the latest in-depth news and views on the pandemic. South Africa's antitrust watchdog has revived a 5-year-old case against banks that were accused of manipulating trades in the rand-dollar currency pair. The Competition Commission has compiled a new charge sheet against more than 20 lenders that allegedly colluded to fix prices and divide markets in the currency pair, mostly in New York. Bloomberg reports that Nedbank Group, First Rand, Rand Merchant Bank, and Standard Bank Group's Standard Americas Inc. have been added to the expanded scope of prosecution. This follows a competition tribunal ruling in June last year that ordered the commission, which investigates cases and makes recommendations to the tribunal, to clarify the charges. At the time, most banks said the allegations were error-ridden and too vague and contradictory to respond to. But in February, the path for fresh charges was cleared when the Competition Appeals Court overturned a tribunal decision that banks without a presence in South Africa cannot be fined. Commissioner Thembinkosi Bonakela said in a statement, the banks must file their answers to these charges, which have now been further substantiated. These charges will not go away. Some of the individual traders involved in the currency manipulation have been dismissed, but their employers, the banks, are yet to be held accountable in South Africa, Bonakela said. South Africa's central bank has ruled out the possibility of helping the government fund its runaway budget deficit by paying for its spending through loans. Hubin Naidu, a Reserve Bank deputy governor, is quoted as saying, "We do not think it is prudent to finance government directly." He was saying this in a conference call hosted by Money Manager 91. The reason the central bank is not prepared to do so, said Hubin Naidu, is that it would increase inflation risks and it would blur the lines between an independent central bank and publicly elected office bearers. He's quoted as saying, if we were to finance government directly, there would be no pressure on government to manage their costs in any way. Bloomberg notes that the idea of monetary financing, where the central bank buys debt directly from the government, has been touted by Willem Bater, a former Bank of England policymaker and Citigroup Inc. chief economist. You would think that the global pandemic would be good news for private hospitals, but that has not been the case, with hospitals having to delay elective and other procedures. Mediclinic International, owner of a chain of private hospitals in Southern Africa, the Middle East and Switzerland, is the latest hospital group to report a net loss. Reuters points out that the company reported a net loss of £315 million for the fiscal year 2019-2020. Now this compares with a loss of £151 million in the previous year. Ronnie van der Merwe, Group Chief Executive Officer of Mediclinic, said in a statement that a high degree of uncertainty remains regarding the progression of the pandemic and its full impact, which may well continue for at least the next 12 months. Finally, a look at how stocks have been trading on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. There were some massive moves upwards, with Hammerson leaping nearly 40% and stock market darling Sasol jumping more than 16% by the end of the trading session. Telkom was also one of the big movers of the day, gaining more than 14% in value. Losers on the day included Reunert, which shed just over 2% of its value. Late on Tuesday, R17.17 would get you $1, R21.53 would get you £1, while R19.20 was trading for €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.